This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, July 22nd. Well, pretty quiet day yesterday where we just traded an inside day, basically unchanged in cattle, getting very little price action and follow through to the upside. On Monday, we tested the breakout of the old trading range and the markets bounced off of that, which is a good technical signal, but we didn't get much follow through yesterday. And again, we didn't see much selling either, so it was pretty quiet sleeper type of day. In the cash markets, trading about steady with last week. We're seeing average right around 95, 96. In Texas, we're seeing some cash prices from 94 to 96. Kansas, 93 to 96. Iowa at 99 and 157 dress. We are seeing a fair amount of cash trade taking place across the country, which should establish prices basically steady with where we were a week ago. Box beef values were a bit weaker yesterday. Choice down 86 cents at 201. Select down 29 cents at 191. The spread was down 57 cents at 958. Movement 159 loads. Slaughter levels yesterday, 118,000 head. That was one less than a week ago and three less than a year ago. Week to date, slaughter at 235,000. That is up 1,000 from a week ago. Couple reports this week. On Friday, we got the cattle on feed report, and then we have the cattle inventory report. And that will give us the semi-annual look at a snapshot of cattle numbers. We're looking for all cattle and calves to be about steady with a year ago. Beef cows to be down about 1%, beef replacement heifers about unchanged, the calf crop down 1%. So I think it's safe to say, you know, herd rebuilding is not happening. And if anything, you're starting into that contraction mode. We've been reducing the herd building for the last few years. It was debated last year whether you were actually still in a herd rebuilding or actually starting to contract. But this year, it does appear more likely that you're in the contraction mode, at least from the beef market standpoint, which is where we're focusing. So those reports will be out Friday afternoon. And of course, cattle and feed will give us an update on where our placements are after being so skewed here early in the spring, in the March and April in particular, with everything shutting down and packing plants in complete turmoil. It just threw the whole cattle complex into turmoil. And of course, we're still trying to estimate exactly what the backlog of cattle is. Estimates are still around a million head to just under a million head, but nevertheless, it's a lot of cattle that are just sitting out there, taking up pen space, taking up pasture space, holding weights, you know, slowly putting on more weights, but waiting for a time slot to move into slaughter capacity. Most likely they're headed to the hamburger plant, although they would grade very well from a certain cuts standpoint, but the carcass is huge for most packing plants, too big for most packing plants. So from a technical standpoint, it sure looks like the market has broken to the upside, that it's holding the support well, it's testing the breakout, and it's bouncing off of that. We're not getting a lot of follow through to the upside, but it's a market that is holding together pretty well. The feeder cattle index is up 17 cents at 136.48. That's still a good $5 below where the front month August feeder cattle futures are. So, you know, the futures are pulling away from the cash, but it's obviously not too concerning to the market. These are all positive signs. I think the question still remains, what is your demand base with restaurants starting to close back down? You know, you get a sense that you're going to see a drop in beef demand, but feedlots are still current. The packing plants are holding steady with cash anyway. The box beef volume has definitely dropped off. That is, I think, one sign that perhaps beef consumption is declining, especially with the uncertainty of schools reopening. However, the feedlots have some flexibility because of a huge drop in placements in March and April. They do have some room to slow down the marketings and try to push cash prices higher, try to capture some of those big margins that the packing plants are enjoying. But that can only last so long. So the question is, are we backing up cattle even more? And is that going to, if that is so, obviously that would present a problem to the market. But at this point, cash is holding steady. The weights are certainly higher than last year, but it doesn't seem to be that big of an issue to the market. And again, technically, the market has broken out to the upside and is holding. I didn't think we would break to the upside. I thought it would be to the downside, but that is not the case. And, there seems to be some momentum, at least to the upside, at least in the near term. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.